Hello and welcome to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet. Hello everyone, I'm Nick Matos. Today I'm going to have my right-hand man, and he's going to be with me throughout the season, Jeff Woodworth. Michael Baribault today is going to be doing the PA announcing for the Petaluma Trojans, but he is also part of our staff. And as usual, we got the Godfather Joe Pasquini in the studio pushing all the right buttons. I'm super excited. We're going to bring you seven premier games this season on KSRO. Tonight's matchup is between the Petaluma Trojans and the Santa Rosa Panthers. The oldest rivalry in Sonoma County dates back, geez, Jeff, you had done a little homework on that. When was the first game? In the
1800s? 1892.
1892, the first game.
This rivalry is 101 years older than I am.
That's great. Then now you're letting everybody add up your age. That's great.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, 26 for those of you doing the math at home.
Yeah, very good. Jeff Woodworth, a graduate from Cardinal Newman High School. And you know me, I have overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO Sunday afternoons. This season we will not be on the air. We're going to be doing these Friday night games. And we have some really great matchups set up this season. Turn me back up a little. The first matchup we have is tonight, as I mentioned, Santa Rosa Panthers and the Petaluma Trojans. Both teams lost their opening games. Very close battles. Santa Rosa lost last week in overtime to Annaly, 26-20. And Petaluma, they were defeated by the Tamalpais Hawks last week, and that was 26-19. So one thing we know for sure, both teams' defense allowed 26 points last week.
You cannot start out a season 0-2 and expect to pave away success.
I disagree.
Yeah?
I disagree. Yeah, okay. You know, this is preseason, and these games, although that you want to start out well, sometimes a loss in your first game can refocus you, mm-hmm. and even a couple of losses. I think the goal here, Jeff, is to win the league.
Yes.
So, you know, you're going to play some games in the beginning of the season, possibly against teams that are superior to you, to make your team better. So I think, you know, 0-2 is not the end of the world. Somebody's going to be 0-2 tonight. There's no doubt about that.
Right, I'm busy here in week two thinking already about the state championships that are going to be happening in December. You got to put the stepping stones in place there, playing with your out-of-league schedule. I will say we had Coach Rick Christ on KSRO earlier this morning, and he was very understanding that his team came out of the gate a little slow last week. He's looking for a faster start this week out of his young roster. It's a predominantly younger group, so we'll see how the Trojans hang in there against the Panthers.
Yeah, it's going to be a good battle. It's two teams that try to score in different ways. Santa Rosa relies on their 6'2" quarterback, Trevor Anderson, and he can throw the ball down the field. Last week he threw for over 300 yards, but they didn't rush the football very well. Ended up with just 50 yards in the game. Conversely, Petaluma likes to run the football, and they, behind their quarterback, the junior Jack Hartman, they did a nice job of rushing the football, but only threw for 93 yards. So we've got the tale of two cities here, and we're going to see which of these two teams can be successful tonight. It's a beautiful night out here. You know, Friday night football, geez, we can't ask for anything more. It's the crowds are starting to fill in here. I can smell the hot dogs in the I got to tell you, that's a great smell right now, okay? We're in a good spot right here by the concession stand, and we're going to talk a little bit, I think, to start out with about the Santa Rosa Panthers, and I got an opportunity to talk to their coach, Russell Ponce, and he's a heck of a nice guy, and we talked a little bit about their game last week against Annaly, and Russell's a very forthcoming man, and he mentioned that he thought he made a couple of mistakes last week as a coach, and I thought that was interesting, and he said, you know, Nick, our team was doing well, and I went ahead and called a couple of blitzes, and when we blitzed, we got burned. They were able to make some big plays off of us, and looking back at that, he said, Nick, I probably should have stayed out of it and let our defensive coordinator, who was doing a fine job, kept our team in our normal defense. We probably would have won the game, but, you know, that's how you live and learn.
It's preseason for the coaches, isn't it? I'm thinking about that right now. And as a coach, you have an idea of what your guys look like over the summer. They've been going up against each other, but now you've got a chance to see them in live action. And there's just going to be certain situations in which certain players fit better. Think of it as a giant puzzle.
Yeah, I like that. That's very good. You know, I'm lucky. I got Jeff Woodworth and Michael Barrelbalt going to be my two right-hand men this year, and two young guns that are just on their way up. I just am so happy to have you here, Jeff. And Michael's going to be joining us here a little later. We've got a couple of wonderful interviews that Michael did, and looking forward to this season working with you two guys. I tell you right now, this old man, you guys are going to carry me, okay?
I am actively watching the clock count down on the JV game, and yes, it is nice. I can honestly say three words, Nick. Football is back.
That's great. So let's talk a little bit more about Santa Rosa, and then we'll switch over to Petaluma. Last week I mentioned they lost 26-20 to Annaly. Their quarterback's a really great player, Trevor Anderson. He's the focal point of their offense. Threw for over 300 yards. They have two excellent wide receivers, and Correa and Clay. And they have a three-year starter that's been on varsity for 3 years. He goes both ways, and he's an excellent student. I mean, this guy's the epitome of what you want of a high school athlete, and that's Kent Gamble. So we're going to keep our eye out on those three players. And as I mentioned to you, Russell Ponce was very forthright with me and told me that he thought he had made some disappointing decisions last week. But, you know, I'll tell you this. I want to talk a little bit about leadership. And I thought Russell Ponce had a lot of the qualities of him. And I wrote down a few of my list of a good leader. And right on the top was honesty. That was the first thing, and Russell was very honest with me.
Yep.
The second was accountability, and again, Russell went right there with it, you know. Experience, you know, Russell's still learning a little bit about coaching. He's been with Santa Rosa now for a few years and brought back this rivalry that we talked about, one of the oldest one in Sonoma County, and you did a little bit of research. We couldn't find out what the record is in the total.
The exact overall record, we can't say that Santa Rosa does have the upper hand in the overall series.
Yeah, it's a little, but last year Santa Rosa did win the game.
Mm-hmm.
They won the game. I believe I made a note of it. I think it was 42-6 or something. I'll find that last year. But they did a nice job last year of winning the War Club. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out what the War Club's significance is.
Just think of the Flintstones and Bam Bam with his there you go, Bam Bam. That's exactly what these kids are out here competing for. All I don't know if they even understand the Flintstones reference. I barely get it.
Yeah, that's great. I was a big fan of the Flintstones. I got to tell you, I love Barney Rubble, okay? He was Barney was quite a little character, but when we're talking about Santa Rosa, they had a tough loss to a very good team in Annaly, and they barely lost. When you lose in overtime, that's a game you look back at a few plays, like I mentioned to you, that could have hurt them. So tonight they're going to try to come out, and they're going to try to get their first victory against the Trojans. Now, let's switch over to the Trojans, because they had a very slow start last week.
Mm-hmm.
And in the first half against Tampa Pius, they were shut out. But they righted some things at halftime. Coach Chris gave them a pretty good halftime talk. They came out in the third quarter, and they got a touchdown. Why don't we go ahead and play that interview that Michael Barrelbalt did with Coach Chris concerning last week's game.
And I'm here with Coach Rick Christ of Petaluma High School before the KSRO Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. And Coach, thank you for joining me, and just talk about how about the game last week, and you know, what was some of the downfalls, what were some of the good things of what you must improve on to win this week against Santa Rosa?
Last week we got a slow start. We didn't have much going on in the first half. We had shot ourselves in the foot a few times, had an opportunity to score on a long drive, and came up short, went down 14-0. And the second half, things turned around. We moved the ball much better. We threw the ball and ran the ball much better. And defensively, we had a couple stops. We had opportunities. But it boiled down to making some mental mistakes late in the game that was costly. We had a fourth down at 14, and we had two offsides on defense that really hurt us. And then... A fourth and one opportunity, and we went off sides on offense. So some situations that we have to improve on this week.
How was practice this week? Obviously preparing for Santa Rosa. They lost two last week at home. How has practice been so far this week?
We had a good week of practice. We have a few guys banged up that we have to get healthy. But I think we've done a really good job of scouting them. We have a solid plan for this week. I think the kids have really bought in. And I think, you know, if we stay with the plan, we should be all right.
What does this game mean to you? This is one of the longest rivalries in Northern California, battle for the club. What does this game mean to you and for the players?
Well, I don't know how much the players know just yet. I'll explain it to them. But the rivalry is a big rivalry. Being around Petaluma my whole life and parents who graduated from Petaluma High, they always talked about how big the Santa Rosa rivalry was. Very much like Petaluma and Casa is now, but back in the 40s and the 50s, it was and even the 60s, it was Santa Rosa and Petaluma. And it's a fun rivalry that we started, brought back a few years ago. And yeah, I think it's just really good for the community.
All right, Coach, thank you for joining me. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Well done, Michael Baribault. Michael's going to be our high school sideline reporter this season. We're going to get him up in the box a few times, too, no doubt about that. Michael's really talented, does all the sports. You can find Michael on Periscope. He does a lot of his individual broadcasts and play-by-play on Periscope. And I really thought that Coach Chris was well-focused and talked about how the team is focused for this game, Jeff. So this ought to be interesting.
There's nothing like a rivalry game to get your focus readjusted, reconcentrate on what the object of the season is for. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a great day.
Yeah, and you said you found the score from last season.
Yes, the score from last year, we had Santa Rosa defeat the Trojans 42-26. So, again, they are in possession of the prized War Club.
Yeah, the War Club. I love it. I'd like to get a look at it somewhere, if you can spot it somewhere, Jeff.
It's going to be somewhere over on that Santa Rosa sideline.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, again, the rivalry dates back to 1892. These are two of the oldest public schools in all of Sonoma County. And sometime in the 1930s, I mean, you know, there's lots of other stuff going on in the world.
Yeah.
But sometime in the 1930s, we introduced the War Club. And ever since then, they've been fighting for it.
Yeah, I think it's worth the fight, okay? It's an old...
Whether it's high school football or college football, these rivalry trophies, they make absolutely no sense. The only thing that matters is that you get your hands on them, and you make sure that the other school doesn't have it.
Well said.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. And I thought it was interesting in that interview that Coach Chris said that they had three critical offside penalties. And that's about discipline. You know, that's discipline right there. If you're not disciplined and you're going to be jumping off sides and extending drives, that's going to kill you. So I'm sure this week they worked on that quite a bit. And let's talk a little bit about their quarterback, Jack Hartman. He's a junior. Last week he passed for 93 yards. He scored two touchdowns in the game. And I mentioned that they started off, they were behind 14-0 at halftime. But they came right out. They scored a touchdown. Tamalpais had extended the lead again to 20-7, but Jack Hartman scored a touchdown, and we're going to get another call. This is from Michael Baribault on Periscope. Okay, well, Michael did a good job on Periscope, but we're going to have to hold that one for another time. Okay?
Downloading. We got to get off the cloud.
Yeah, we got to get off the cloud. But their running back, Alioto's, did a nice job. He did a real nice job for them rushing the football last week. He's their main back. He rushed for 118 yards last week. I thought it was interesting that he did not catch any passes, though. He's strictly a running back. Do you? What do you think about a back that's just basically a one-horse pony?
The evolution of the scat back is something that we're starting to see in not only college and pros, and naturally it's making its way down to high school. You want to have a dual-threat guy that can catch it out of the backfield or take it right up the middle, knock some guys in their teeth. You see the New England Patriots do it a lot. They don't really run the ball. A lot of their run plays are just screen passes, dump offs to the outside. It's an effective way to move the ball up the field.
Absolutely. Great call. I'm glad you referenced the world champion New England Patriots. Okay?
As much as it pains me to do so as a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, yes, the New England Patriots, they do it pretty well.
You can never go wrong with that, okay? They would always use that reference and we'll be good, okay? Good job. So let's talk a little bit about our title sponsor this season, Novato Chevrolet. Novato Chevrolet will be the title sponsor for the entire season. They have a wonderful promotion going on right now, and at halftime we're going to have their sales consultant, David Corral, is going to come up here, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Novato Chevrolet. But I want to thank Novato Chevrolet and several of our other sponsors. Take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. If you'd like to work with a sales team that'll treat you like family, has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles, and is super low pressure. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions, many of which work with first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. They're located at 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. Si no habla inglés, no hay problema. David Corral habla español.
And I'm getting word that we've accessed the cloud, and I think we have the Bearbolt interview ready to go.
This is the Jack Hartman's touchdown.
Yes. All right. Oh, Jack Hartman's touchdown.
Very good. The score at this point was 20-7. Okay, let's go for the interview here then. Thank you.
I'm here with Petaluma quarterback Jack Hartman before the KSRO Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Jack, thank you for joining me, and just tell me about, if we can, go back to last week's game. You guys obviously started out slow against Tamil Pies and had a nice second half comeback and just lost by one score. What was the difference between the first and second half last week?
The first half, we came out slow and we weren't really doing our assignments, making bad reads, not lining up correctly. But then after the second half, in the halftime talk, Coach Chris hyped us up, and then we came out a different team and scored our first drive and just kept trying to come back the whole game.
How was practice this week preparing for Santa Rosa? It is a rivalry game. How has practice been this week preparing for the Panthers?
This was one of our best weeks of practice. I think we did good this week. We had a good Wednesday night practice yesterday. And yeah.
Tell me about this rivalry. You're playing for the club. You guys lost to him last year. What is it going to be mean for you to try and bring the club back to Petaluma?
Yeah, this is going to be a big game. We have to come off of our loss last week. It's a game we can win, a game we should win. And we'll try.
What have you seen on film of Santa Rosa? They lost their first game to Annalee last week in overtime at home. What have you seen from them? What do you think you guys will need to do to take down the Panthers?
They have a good quarterback. He has a strong arm. I think our defense needs to worry about the pass. If we can stop the pass, then I think we'll be good.
All right, Jack, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
That was Michael Bearbolt with his excellent interview with the quarterback for the Petaluma Trojans, Junior Jack Hartman. I want to thank some of the other sponsors that are helping put the Game of the Week on KSRO. It'll be each Friday night coming up here, and we're going to go over those games shortly, but I want to give a shout-out to the Kenwood Hearing Center, Rick's Auto in Forestville, Makoko's Cucina Rustica in Santa Rosa, West Coast Diesel Repair, Auto Japan, Buck's Pool Stoves and Spas, Marin Orthodontics, Forestville Dentistry, and the T-Shirt Underground. Thank you to all the sponsors that are helping present this Friday night game. We have a great list of games this season. Next week, we will be in Rancho Cotati. The Cougars are going to host El Cerrito. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff. The pregame show each week is going to be at 6:35. The Godfather Joe Pasquini is going to be in the studio. And at the end of the game, Joe's going to give us a great wrap-up of all the scores and highlights each game for that game and for the games that are happening around the North Bay. Friday, September 20th, we're going to be at Annalee, the Apple Bowl, El Molino at Annalee. Friday, September 27th, a real big game. Vintage is the Vintage Crushers. Now, you got to love that last name, right? The Crushers, I love it.
I'm not messing around with the Crushers.
No, and they're very good. They're going to be at Casa Grande. We're going to get to see John Antonio. I'm very fond of John Antonio. He's worked some games with me up here in the booth. And then the big game that everybody in this area always looks forward to, that's Friday, October 4th. Cardinal Newman will be at Rancho Cotati. You know, most likely the two best teams in our area here. But
I don't want to sound biased, but that is always an interesting game to watch. I have fond memories of it from back when I was in high school, before I was in junior high, going to watch those games. That is for sure a can't-miss game.
Yeah, I figured that. You being a Cardinal Newman grad, and that's why we scheduled it.
A little bit of bias.
Yeah. The last two games, those might be games that were flex, but right now we have Friday, October 11th, Montgomery at Santa Rosa, 7 p.m., and then the last game scheduled October 25th, Montgomery at El Molino. The Golden State Warriors, you know, we all love the Golden State Warriors, and they're going to take over in November and December and take over Friday night. So we're going to have
to sit back for playoffs.
Yeah, we'll sit back. But let's talk a little bit about this game, and then we'll shoot it over to Joe Pasquini, get the update, and we're getting ready for the kickoff here pretty quick. But, you know, I did want to talk about the leagues here, you know, because this is the second year of the two-year rotation. They made the new leagues up last year. The Redwood League is made up of Montgomery, Santa Rosa, El Molino, Piner, and Healdsburg's back in it. They had dropped out last season.
It was really heartbreaking to hear about what happened to Healdsburg last year, and I'm glad that school was able to turn around and get their program back after a year hiatus.
Yeah, and unfortunately, LC Allen was not able to rebound, so they're not in there. That's a five-team league there. I like to call it the Redwood League. It could be the North Bay 2, I think sometimes they like to call it. And then we have the Oak League. That's the little bigger high schools, a little better programs right now. And that may be flex. It's a two-year. So after this season, they may flex it a little bit. But that's made up of Cardinal Newman, Rancho Cotati, Ukiah, Windsor, Maria Carrillo, and Annaly. Very strong division. All those teams are very competitive. And then the Vine Valley League, and that's where Petaluma's in. They are going to be playing against Casa Grande, Sonoma, Vintage, Napa, Justin Siena, and American Canyon. Another very strong league. So we're going to have some games from all the different leagues here.
I will say give the NCS some credit here, the way they reshuffled the deck up here in the North Bay. Brought a lot more parity to the leagues around. It's made for some entertaining football, meaningful football towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I liked it too. I agreed. I didn't like seeing the lopsided games. I don't think anybody wants to.
Nope.
The schools that are playing them don't care for it. I think it makes for a much better competition. And in the end, when the North Coast section playoffs come, our teams are more prepared. You know, and it's tough in the North Coast section playoffs. Some of the other schools in the different areas are
pretty good.
But this is a beautiful night, I'll tell you. If you're around Petaluma, come on out here. Everybody's starting to get warmed up and loosened up out here. I'm even feeling pretty.
The sun's setting. I'm watching these stadium lights. I'm ready for the lights to flash on. That's when I know it'll be officially good to go. It's all about the ambiance, the atmosphere.
I love that. That's good. Yeah, it's going to be a while, though. I don't think sunset's till like 8:35.
Yeah, it's okay. They'll turn the lights on soon because
okay.
I told them to. Somebody, turn the lights on.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank KSRO also. I don't want to forget that. Mike DeWalt, Kathy Slack, Jim Murphy, Kevin Woodlinger. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here, and neither would you, young man.
I certainly would not be
okay,
here.
Okay,
yeah.
So a big shout-out, mucho gratitude for all that. And we're going to do our best to bring this game to you, as make it as entertaining as we can. Now, the players and the teams are going to do a lot of that work, but Jeff and I are a work in progress. This is our first game together, and like I told you, I'm just excited to have you and Michael Barabalt with me, okay? I could just sit back and relax, put my feet up on the desk here, and you guys are going to carry me, right?
I have to be completely honest. I was on vacation last week, and I was thinking to myself, we're on the verge of another football season. What am I going to be doing on Friday nights? Am I going to be writing? What is this going on? Then I get a text from you saying, hey, I got an opportunity for you. I can't tell you. My heart jumped through my chest. I am so excited for this right now, Nick. You have no idea.
Well, Jeff, I'm excited as you are to be here, okay? I want you here, and I'm excited to have Michael Barabalt next week in Rancho Cotati. Michael will be our sideline reporter, and we're going to try out. We're going to be a little bit innovative this season.
Experimental.
We're going to try a few things, okay? We're going to try to get Michael on the field talking to some of the coaches and the players, and we're going to see if we can make it happen.
This broadcast is a Petri dish. A high school football Petri dish. We're going to throw a bunch in there, and we're going to see what survives.
Well, that, I love that.
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with that? That was good.
Biology class.
That's fantastic. Little
education.
All right. Well, this is fun already, okay? We're on our pregame show. So, yeah, stick around. Make sure you don't go away. If you do, we'll give you 1 minute to get back. The Godfather Joe Pasquini's in the studio, and I think we're going to be sending it back to Joe here shortly. What? How much time more?
We're good. If you want to go right now, we can.
All right, Joe, let's send it back to the Godfather. This is Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth. This is the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
And this is Joe Pasquini in the KSRO News or Sports Desk, and I will be updating scores throughout the year of games that are going on in other places. I will also be running back and forth for some highlights, halftime highlights, and end of the game highlights of the games we're doing today. A couple of games we're looking forward to seeing following tonight. Cardinal Newman is at Sutter. Cardinal Newman won their first game of the season last week, an easy win over Fortuna. Sutter's been a good team. They've won at least 10 games the last 3 years, so that's a good test for Cardinal Newman. Of course, Cardinal Newman always has a monster schedule to start out the season. That's a 7:30 kickoff. Also from the North Bay Oak, Anley is at Encinal, a Division 5 matchup against Division 3. Anley and Encinal both won their games last week. Anley, of course, the win over Santa Rosa that Nick and Jeff were talking about, and Encinal defeated Washington 42-0. The last three seasons, Encinal has a combined record of 28-7, so that's a good test for Anley to start off the season. Also, we'll keep an eye on Casa Grande at Montgomery. That used to be the hot game around here for a while. Both teams lost their opening game league. Casa Grande, they used to be in the North Bay League together. Now Casa Grande is in the Vine Valley, and Montgomery is in the North Bay League Redwood. As the scores come in, there's plenty of games tonight. We'll try to keep you updated as the games go on. Tomorrow, also, we're going to note, Piner is at Novato, 2 p.m. game. Both teams are 1-0, so that should be a good game, too, but that's not till tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're going to take a break now, and when we return, we're going to go back to Nick and Jeff at Petaluma High School. Santa Rosa at Petaluma, the high school football game of the week.
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's paradise.
Winner of two Marconi Awards, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
Let's get it started in here.